how are you, James? I'll start with you because you arrived today.
I did arrive today after 20 hours of travel. I've been through Houston.
What time is it in your
2 in the morning? Maybe 2 in the morning. I don't really know anymore. I've given up.
You had a nap?
I've had a little nap, but this whole show has confused me. I'm so confused again that I have no idea what's going on, so it should be very interesting.
Well, luckily you don't have to play tonight. You have another day to get ready for your,
yes,
for your
adjusted
show from tomorrow.
Hronigan.
Marcus Youssef.
Hello.
We met. Is this a good...
It's perfect. The amazing thing is that Jamie actually arrived. The reason it took him so long is because he came on a beaver. He actually rode a beaver here. So it's remarkable that you knew. It's kind of like stunning.
Airlines.
Yeah. It's just
Beaver Air, our national airline in Canada.
And I have a little game. It's called the Beaver Game.
The Beaver Game.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
We play that all the time.
Yes. I played it this morning, this afternoon on the plane. I was playing a little bit of Beaver Game. We never stop.
I do a lot of games. I have to introduce it because these guys are doing a show in the Prinsen Theater. It's called Winners or Losers. And it gaat over spelletjes. I do a lot of games with my girlfriend, especially when we're on holiday. And I always lose. Any game.
But what I said earlier, Jamie, what I said is that by saying that, he just won.
That's
you
right.
Just
he,
won
you
by
just
saying
won.
That.
You just won, absolutely. Yeah. But I
think you sound like a good guy now.
Oh,
you're kind. This is Marcus's angle on everything that we do together. Is just play it kind, play it nice, play it sweet and innocent, and everybody loves Marcus. That's
it's very Canadian.
Yes, it's very Canadian. He's much more Canadian than I am.
But what does it say about my girlfriend?
I don't know. That's a good question.
You called his girlfriend a loser.
I know I didn't. I think you guys are both winners.
Yeah, right.
Awesome winners.
Oh, thank you very much. I always make her win, but I never told
right,
her.
That's right, that's right.
Because I love her.
A nice man. Very nice.
Is that the idea of winners and losers?
What's the idea of winners and losers?
The show, I mean?
Yeah, in a way. I mean, in the show, we name a person, place, or thing, and we debate whether it's a winner or a loser. Like, that's kind of the nature of the show itself. And I guess it's kind of about competition, but it's also about the fact that we really like playing that game.
Mm-hmm. And when you is your show about one game, or do you play a lot of games?
We play a ton of games, so it's just essentially the game is winner or loser, so we name anything, but we play new topic, over and over again, and there is a structure to it. There are things that we repeat every time, because it does go in a certain direction. We know we're going to get more personal throughout, and we know we're going to get nastier and crueler to each other throughout, because we have to win. So we just push and push and push, but oddly, sometimes if you push too hard, you can lose by being too much of a winner. It's very complicated. It's really confusing for a Canadian, let me tell you that.
Yeah, that's right.
Did the trailer already arrive?
The trailer? The who?
With the decor?
Yes. I hope.
It's a one...
Well, the table and chair, yes.
And two chairs.
Oh, yeah, it's a really simple show. But we do play ping pong on the table. That's pretty exciting when that happens.
We played ping pong last night, and I won.
Well, you should play him. He's very good at ping
pong. Yeah, I'll play you. Yeah, I'm pretty good.
I'll be there. I'll be there. Can you give us... Because it's interactive.
It is. Some of it, yep.
Can we how does it work?
Absolutely.
Can we een beetje meemaken is geen Engels.
Nee?
What is Engels? I thought it was some kind of Marxist reference, but that maybe is because I'm confused.
In the song?
Yeah.
In the song they said Engels in the song. Were they referring to Engels of Marx and Engels, or was it some other Engels that we don't know about?
Something else.
We don't know, like, trees losers. Live in Canada? Trees what in Canada? I didn't even understand what the lyric was.
Yeah.
Trees hech in...
It's about trees and philosophy and Marxism.
Is it really? No.
No, Trace is a name.
Oh.
The woman in pink there, she's called Trace.
Oh, Trace.
Kunt u even staan?
And she wants a Canadian.
Kunt u even staan?
She what?
She wants a Canadian.
Right on. Nice
she
to meet
wants
you.
A Canadian. Well, you have two nice great Canadians right here.
I have one I've been wanting to do.
What?
Can I throw one in?
Can I debate?
Throw a little debate. So this is what we do. I just because of where we are, because I realize we're just on the border of Oldenburg, where Jamie's been with a show before.
Yes, we're huge in Oldenburg. We're
big in Oldenburg. So I kind of wanted to do Germany, winner or loser.
Germany, winner or loser. Because you were just in Germany. We were just in Berlin,
which is fantastic.
Which is beautiful. I was going to do Lederhosen, but we can go right to Germany. We'll go Germany. I would say that I'm just going to, because this is the problem with the game, is you have to say winner or loser, and I know what he's going to do, and he's going to try to look nice and kind. He's going to say Germany's a winner. But I'm going to call it a loser. I'm going to call Germany a loser. Because, and I've done this before, and sorry to all the Germans in the crowd, but this is kind of the game. And I'm going to call Germany a loser because you're just too damn big and powerful. You constantly win. Even when you lose, you come back and win again, and all the neighboring countries get to watch you win and win and win and win, and that makes you a loser.
I'm going to call it a winner, though, because I think Germany, like if you think about it, like Germany has found a much more effective and much nicer and let's say, more Canadian way of getting control of Europe, right? Like, they seem to have Europe kind of, like, economically sort of sort it out.
The other way didn't
speaking.
Work.
Well, right? the other way didn't work, right? So it seems like it's pretty effective, right?
Yeah.
Like, and that seems to me like classic kind of winner behavior, right? You do something that's obviously really bad, and everybody feels really bad about it, and that's absolutely true. But then you turn around, you turn it into a win. That seems like a true win.
Germans, they learn. They learn from their mistakes, and they do it better the next time.
Yeah,
that's
right.
True. They did two big mistakes in a row, and now they're doing.
I don't think you can pin World War One entirely on the Germans. I don't think that's fair.
Blame it on the Turks. So the Austro-Hungarians at that point.
I hate
the Austro-Hungarians
too.
I hate them all.
Always blame the Serbs. Yeah. That's right. It's always the Serbs' fault.
What about the beaver?
The beaver. Beaver, a winner or a loser? It's very industrious. I'm going to go winner on beaver. Very industrious. Beaver winner.
Yeah. No, I've dealt with beavers. I live in the country. I grew up in the country. And there were beavers that would show up every now and again. And these beavers are pitiful little animals. Because you see how they're all hunched and they're useless little things. And they can't walk very well. They can swim pretty good. But, you know, if you play a tape recorder near a beaver that makes the sound of water running, they won't stop building the dam. They will build the dam until they die. They're absolutely nuts, and that's why beavers are losers.
There's some relationship to Germany there and how efficient and everything was
exactly.
Run in Germany.
German beavers, like I hate those things. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Do they have beavers? Anyway.
Oh, yes, sir.
Arno has two rabbits.
Rabbits.
Yeah,
Rabbits. Okay. Rabbits. I'm going to call rabbits winners because Arnold, because I love bunnies. I had bunnies as a kid as well growing up in the country, except all my bunnies died one day. I woke up in the morning and we had 7 little baby bunnies and they all had died in this stretched weird position with their teeth out, and we buried them in these glass jars in our backyard. We dug holes and we put them in the glass jars, and we moved a couple of years later, and I drove by the other year. And they were landscaping and digging up the whole back garden. They would have found all these little glass jars with bunny skeletons in them, which would have been beautiful. Lovely dead bunnies.
But that's why it's a loser, Jamie.
Yeah.
I'm going to call a loser because my lovely wife is here tonight, and she tells this horrifying story of the rabbits that she had as a kid on the farm in the country in Ontario, and these crazy cats that they had that came and slaughtered those bunnies and terrified the crap out of her, frankly, when she was a little girl. That, to me, feels like that level of vulnerability, honestly, that's a loser.
It should harden you up, Amanda. You should be a tougher person for it. So you're the winner by
tough.
That account.
It's pretty tough.
That's right.
I don't only have two rabbits. I also have two cats, and the cats and the rabbits are friends.
They are?
Really?
Well, that makes your cats kind of losers. They got to toughen up a little bit.
I think you Dutch cats, it's sort of like Canadians.
Big
Canadians.
Pussies over
They're
here.
Like
That's
Canadians.
Yes,
they all just get along. That's right.
So this is how it goes.
Pretty much.
It goes like this, and we get meaner and nastier, and then we really start to pick on each other, and we pick on topics that we know are really going to get at each other, and then we attack each other.
Yeah, because what the idea of the game is sort of like, what happens if we play? It's easy to do Germany, because what does Germany mean to me? But what happens when it's Jamie's dad or my dad? Or what happens when it's us, each other? Because we do believe that the serious part of the show, or the thinking part of the show, is that this winner-loser thing's going through our heads all the time, in some way or other. Even though it's not really, doesn't make a lot of sense, it still happens.
The idea is bankrupt, but we do it constantly. So that's what we do.
Tomorrow and Friday in het Prinsentheater sold out. But on Saturday and Sunday, zaterdag 9 uur 's avonds, zondag 4 uur 's middags, daar zijn nog kaarten voor. Did you have food already?
I had...
It's 2 in the morning for you, but...
It's 2. I need a crepe for breakfast. That would be perfect.
We have a chief cook who has made something for you, especially for you.
Oh, thank you
it's
very much.
It's probably something with beaver. I don't know.
A little beaver. A beaver crepe. I love
it.
Can
we go over?
What's that?
We're going to get beaver.
We're going to go. It's for me, too. Excellent.
For both of you. Yeah.
Excellent.
Dennis Noller.
Thank you. Ja, wat zullen we eten?